The next case is United States v. Pugh. Is the appellant ready? The government? Appellant may argue.
And Chief Judge, appellant respectfully requests to reserve 5 minutes for rebuttal.
Done.
Good morning, Chief Judge, honorable members of the court, and may it please the court. My name is Major Annie Morgan, and along with Mr. David Sheldon, we represent Major Joseph Pugh. In the government's own words, the kind bar is kind of a distraction. In their opening, trial counsel stated, it is unreasonable for someone to consume kind bars and test positive on a DOD drug test. The government's expert testified, you couldn't eat enough kind bars to show up positive. Appellant would have to eat hundreds. And in closing, counsel argued, it would be unreasonable to believe that kind bars caused a positive urinalysis. The government now seeks to take an opposite position on appeal. The government's litigation strategy at trial was to show that there was no reasonable possibility that Major Pugh tested positive because he had a kind bar. Now, on appeal, they attempt to justify a broad ban on all hemp seeds, despite the knowledge that lawful hemp seeds can never interfere with the integrity of the drug testing program. These arguments can't coexist. At trial, the following facts were revealed. Kind bars and other legal food products containing hemp contain so little THC that it is undetectable by the GCMS. And that is the gold standard of drug testing.
Could I interrupt for a minute? Maybe it's because I'm really old and really dumb. Is this some sort of granola thing?
Your Honor, it is marketed as a health food product, and if you go to the Kind Bar website,
there's
multiple kinds of Kind Bars.
Okay.
They're delicious?
Okay. Enough said. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. And the Kind Bars, we colloquially call them Kind Bars throughout this argument in the briefs, but they're referring to Kind and Strong Bars. But they are. They're a health food.
Okay.
And so what came out at trial is in these protein bars, in these bars, the level of THC is so low that the drug testing equipment can't even pick it up. Hemp seeds within these kind bars cannot cause a positive urinalysis test or, in fact, interfere in any way with the drug testing program. They contain only legal hemp seeds, and they are regulated by the FDA. There are no legal food products sold in the United States that contain unwashed hemp seeds. And so the question is, under these facts, does AFI 50-907 state a lawful order? Is there a valid connection between its prohibition and what the government purports to want to accomplish? And the parties agree in this case, the military duty that the government seeks to advance with this prohibition is to protect the reliability and the integrity of the drug testing program. And so with that in mind, the question is whether it is reasonably necessary to ban lawful food products when we know that those same food products cannot interfere with the reliability and the integrity of the drug testing program.
So, I mean, the government has proposed some scenarios that, like, in theory, but I guess they're not. Your point is that they're not these products.
That's correct, Your Honor, and specifically, the government proposes three theories that could lead to perhaps interference with the drug testing program. The first scenario is that the FDA regulations could fail, hypothetically. However, the testimony at trial was that that has never occurred. It's not a reason.
I mean, is there any scenario that the government proposes that the military judge didn't consider either on his initial ruling or his ruling for reconsideration?
No, Your Honor.
So basically, his conclusion and your argument is that the fundamental premise of this portion of the instruction or the order is wrong.
That's correct, Your Honor.
And therefore, it has no military purpose?
That's correct, Your Honor. It does not advance the stated military purpose.
Major Morgan, this may not have a whole lot to do with the legal aspect of the case, but I saw that the military judge made an interesting finding, and the finding was that these bars are commercially available on military installations. Is that, did he mean that military installation or all military installations? It's not clear what the finding is relating to.
Your Honor, evidence was elicited at trial specific to Travis Air Force Base, which is where this occurred, that at some point in time, the shop at on base had in fact carried these Strong and Kind bars, and then I believe that the security forces officer who was being cross-examined was unaware whether these were sold on military installations writ large.
What about Chobani yogurt?
Your Honor.
Another egregious substance.
Yes, Your Honor. Appellant's understanding is that that is also commonly sold on U.S. military installations.
Counselor, could I tease out a point that you just made there? It's a kind of a fine distinction, perhaps. But you were just saying that it did not advance a valid military purpose. Are you arguing, though, that there was no valid military purpose? In terms of, couldn't the government identify a valid military purpose as ensuring the integrity of the drug testing program? So that's, the valid military purpose is distinct from your argument that this did not advance a valid military purpose.
Understanding Your Honor's position, I believe that appellant's position is that the government's interest in protecting the reliability and integrity of the drug testing program is a valid military purpose. However, this prohibition does not relate to that valid military purpose.
Because it's overbroad?
Yes, Your Honor. And it's overbroad in two respects. It's overbroad.
So you're really focusing on the overbroadness of it.
That's correct, Your Honor.
You're really not focusing on whether there was a valid military purpose. You're questioning whether it advanced the valid military purpose. It did not, therefore it was overbroad.
That's correct, Your Honor. It's as drafted, this, and the overbroad aspect of it really encapsulates two points. First, it's overbroad because it regulates, it prohibits the consumption of these lawfully regulated, commercially produced food products. And the second factor, the second reason why it's overbroad is because it purports to cover domestically the concerns that exist internationally. And what I mean to say is, when we look at the FMOA commander's memorandum as to what is the reason behind this, the FMOA commander, and that's the Air Force Medical Operations Agency commander, actually says that what he's concerned about is not that these products are sold in the U.S. The FDA regulates these products in the U.S., and we know they can't interfere, but not every country has the same type of FDA and DEA regulations that we have. And so because we have airmen serving overseas, we need to have this ban. And the military judge addressed that point at trial, that as a military, we frequently have geographic specificity to the regulations we put in place, and this regulation could be more narrowly tailored to...
Well, let me ask you a question. It's kind of an old rule. I don't know if we always follow it, but we should decide the case on the narrowest basis possible. Is it possible to affirm, to reverse the Air Force Court of Criminal Appeals, yet keep the regulation intact? In other words, by holding it under the facts of this case, it was overly broad as to this accused because of the evidence in the case and because of the government's concession, blah, 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 you know. But not say that, in other words, throw the baby out but keep the bath water.
Yes, Your Honor. I believe that would absolutely be within this court's discretion and likely appropriate under the article, under the fact this is being dealt with under an Article 62 appeal, and the question at issue is, this court is looking indirectly at whether or not the military judge erred given the non-clearly erroneous facts in this case. And as we're discussing the question of whether this properly advances an end, the government makes several sub-arguments to their argument that this regulation is necessary to protect the integrity and the reliability of the drug testing program. And specifically, what the government talks about is that the government has an interest in regulating all narcotic product down to a zero. So no interference whatsoever, no amount of narcotic is ever going to be appropriate. And appellant would submit that that is, in fact, not the government's interest in this case. And we can point to that directly because we can look at the DOD thresholds. And so the testimony that was elicited at trial is that for each and every illicit substance, the DOD establishes thresholds. And the reason why we establish thresholds is because we acknowledge that there is a certain amount of environmental contamination that is going to occur. And the defense experts specifically discuss the relationship between DOD testing and poppy seeds. Poppy seeds contain some amount of morphine. However, the DOD, the military, does not prohibit the ingestion of those items, despite the fact that perhaps eating enough poppy seeds could result in some amount of detection under the GCMS or possibly a false positive. And so in looking at that, there is an understanding that we are not advancing an absolute zero for our military drug testing. We are attempting to limit the perhaps intoxicating effects, and that's why we have that threshold. And so these particular food products do not pose any risk of exceeding that threshold. The government also puts forward an argument that discusses, well, maybe military members will think less of the drug testing program. Perhaps someone is going to go out, use a marijuana product, and then falsely claim that hemp seeds cause their false positive. And that argument really fails for two reasons. One, we can never completely eradicate doubt in the drug testing program. As long as we allow our service members to choose what they eat, so short of regulating every food item that a service member consumes, there is always going to be the risk of innocent ingestion. And so writing a prohibitive regulation like this does not solve that. Additionally, it is not a valid government interest to attempt to, through regulation, override the lawfully recognized innocent ingestion defense. And that is really what this prohibition, the government argues this prohibition is doing, is it's preventing airmen from coming in and saying, well, I didn't do this, it's actually because I ate hemp seeds. Whether or not there's an innocent ingestion defense is ultimately an issue to be disposed of at trial, not to be prohibited via regulation. And so the government, in writing this regulation, can't, I guess, bring in through the back door what they couldn't already bring in through the front.
Well, that's not the reason that they give, right? They're saying that it's to ensure military readiness because it contains THC.
Correct, Your Honor.
Right. I mean, that's what the order says. That's the rationale for the prohibition in the order.
That is correct, Your Honor. And that is why those thresholds are so important, because military readiness is directly tied to those thresholds. We acknowledge that some amount of narcotic is not prohibited and is actually going to show up just because of environmental contamination. The government also argues that we have to be concerned about this perception. Like, we need to have confidence in our drug testing system. Even if this can never cause a false positive, but we have to be confident in it. And I would submit to this court that really the thing that causes a perception issue is the government writing a regulation and then spending a general court martial debunking that regulation and then coming in on appeal and saying that regulation that we just debunked is somehow actually valid.
Does the government have a legitimate interest in preserving the interorum aspects of the drug program?
And, Your Honor, I'm not sure.
Well, the government, you asserted that the government is arguing that the program will fall in the eyes of airmen if they don't do this. It seems to me that that is an argument for preserving the interorum aspects of the drug program, i.e., oh, my God, I better not take this because I could pop positive.
That's correct, Your Honor, and appellant does believe that there is the deterrence effect of the drug testing program is a valid government interest. However, if the airmen were actually appropriately educated about the risks of these
of granola bars,
they would not have that perception. And so to the extent that the government, again, has a valid interest in that deterrent aspect, this regulation doesn't meet that end.
Where do we look to for the military purpose? Is it in order? Is it they make it up after the fact? I mean, where are we looking for the purpose behind the order?
Your Honor, the AFI is explicit as to its purpose, which was a fact found by the military judge and not contested by the government, and that is supported by the AFMOA commander's memorandum. And I do recognize that my time has expired. Absent any additional questions, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I have just one question.
Oh, Walter.
Yeah, quick question. Is there any place in the record where is an explanation as to why the hemp seed is used in these products? Does it give bulk? Does it give flavor? Does it give protein? Or does it just make it marketable to somebody who thinks they're going to get a teeny bit of THC?
Your Honor, actually, there is a question and answer from the government and then some testimony from the experts, the military judge and from the experts, that discussed that this is actually something that society is becoming much more commonplace in society because we recognize the health aspects of it. And so it is a nutritionally dense, low-calorie food alternative that is perhaps preferable to, say, your average canola oil.
Thank you.
Thank you. Government may argue.
Chief Judge Suki's member of the court, may it please the court. I am Major Tyler Musselman, and with me is Colonel Catherine Oler, and together we represent the United States in this appeal. The military judge erred as a matter of law when he determined that AFI 90-507's prohibition on the ingestion of hemp was not a lawful order. The order's goals of ensuring military readiness and preventing interference with the drug testing program are valid.
Where does it say that in the order?
Your Honor, I think that was a finding of fact by the military judge. When you look at paragraph 1.1.6, it says that studies show that products made with hemp seed and hemp oil may contain THC, which is detectable under the Air Force drug testing program. In order to ensure military readiness, the ingestion of products containing or products derived from hemp seed or hemp seed oil is prohibited.
Is that washed seeds or unwashed seeds?
Well, Your Honor,
or is that a general assertion about seeds?
Well, Your Honor, that's a general assertion, and that's a valid point. I think where the rubber meets the road in this case is what is the framework we look to for determining whether or not an order was lawful? In other words, I think the first step we need to look to is the language of the order as it exists in the AFI to determine whether there's a valid military purpose and to see if there's a nexus with the valid military purpose. We then look to the facts of this case to see whether the order in this case is overbroad because it prohibits hemp seeds that happen to be contained in strong kind bars. When you look at it through that framework, that's why you have a difference between the military judge's decision and AFCA's decision. In other words, I think the military judge used the wrong framework. The military judge looked very narrowly as if the order said you're prohibited from eating strong kind bars. That's not what the order says. It says you're prohibited from ingesting hemp seed and hemp oil. AFCA, they looked at it more broadly, and you can see that in their decision. They looked at things like the hypotheticals. And you can also look to the military judge's findings of fact to determine that hemp seed oil and ingestion, now whether you want to call it unwashed or unprocessed, can interfere with the drug testing program.
Well, right, but the point is that's not the argument. The argument the appellant is making is that the thing's overbroad because it sweeps in stuff that contains no THC.
Right, and I think our primary argument for why this is not overbroad is it's not overbroad because encapsulating these types of hemp seeds is necessary to achieve the military purpose behind the order.
Okay, and the military purpose is?
For military readiness and to avoid interference with the drug
testing. Okay, the government's in a box here, isn't it?
No, Your Honor. Let me.
Oh, no. Hear me out, please. You had to argue down there against innocent ingestion. Candy bars don't bust the THC level. That's an innocent ingestion defense. But that undercuts what you know. Like it or not, he was acquitted of using the stuff. He was acquitted of using marijuana.
Yes, Your Honor.
Perhaps on the basis of an innocent ingestion defense, I don't know. It seems to me the government's real argument here is one of convenience. It's going to be a lot easier to run this program if we don't have to worry about an innocent ingestion defense, and its interorum aspect is going to be a lot stronger if we don't have to worry about this. The problem is the defense is recognized. It seems to me this is nothing but a back doorway for the government to get rid of the defense of innocent ingestion and make the program easier to administer. The program may have a military purpose, but convenience to the government, I would suggest, is not that purpose.
I mean, the military judge, I thought, found that the particular products at issue in this case cannot interfere with the drug testing program because they do not contain detectable levels of THC sufficient to impact a level on a urine analysis. And so that the fundamental premise of including them within the order was flawed with respect to the strong and kind bars.
And
I understand that you disagree with that, with his finding that, but I don't think you can plausibly say that it's not supported by the record.
Well, Your Honor, if the hemp seeds in the strong kind bars are properly processed and in the country in accordance with DEA regulations, they will not cause someone to test positive on the drug testing program.
So then why are they included in your prohibition?
Well, a couple of different reasons. One is, and Judge Tukey, you called it convenience, and I want to talk about that a little bit, and this will answer your question as well, Your Honor, is that it's not banning innocent ingestion claims at trial. Those can be made regardless if an accused comes into OSI and says in his statement, I ate hemp seeds or hemp oil. That defense is still available. In fact, that's why we cited the unpublished case of the United States v. Young. What this effectively does is when you look at Shipman versus DOT and the CFR that talks about air traffic controllers and says the medical review officer is not going to consider hemp ingestion as a plausible explanation. It effectively does the same thing for commanders. Now, their commanders don't have to sit around and wonder why, whether or not someone coming in testing positive for THC is because of hemp seed or hemp oil ingestion. That's one reason. The other reason, like I said, is when you look at this through the right framework, it's the language of the order. And this court has done that in multiple cases.
You just confirmed what I just said. You're saying it's convenient, it's easier for commanders, because we don't have to think about this defense.
Well, it's not the defense at trial. It does nothing for trial purposes.
But what you're saying is it's easier to run this drug program, and it's easier to convict people, and it's a lot easier for commanders if you can't seriously raise this.
So the purpose is to prohibit airmen from getting themselves in a situation where they're going to test positive from a drug testing program for something they ate at a farmer's market, a coffee shop, that they ordered protein
powder. But that's not what he ingested.
And that's, Your Honor, and that's what I'm trying to get to.
Why is he criminally liable under this order for eating something that is FDA approved and the testimony at trial said did not contain enough THC to do anything?
Two reasons. The first is because it is encapsulated in a valid, lawful order, and
That's the question that we're answering is whether it is a valid, lawful order with respect to FDA-approved products that contain negligible traces of anything.
And that's why I think that framework.
And I mean, you're saying that because they don't have to worry about farmers' markets. Like, what does that have to do with kind bars?
Well, Your Honor, and that's why I think it's important to look at the lens. To look at this. And I think that's, like I said, that's why AFCA came to a different decision than the military judge. When you look at this court's decision in Nieves, Wicks, and Womack, it separates this idea of the first question is, was there a valid military purpose? And then it asks, was it sufficiently narrow? In other words, I think that if there's an order and it's a legal valid purpose and it encapsulates some things in it like this, that it's not overbroad within the purposes of the law. And you were talking about convenience, and what I mean by that is that the only way that this order or regulation can be drawn up is to encompass all hemp seeds and hemp oil.
Why? Why? Tell me why.
Well, so it was put forth at trial that the military judge found, this is commercially FDA approved. What does commercially available mean? Does it mean farmers market? Does it mean coffee shops? Does it mean ordering?
Believe me, I spent 10 years on Capitol Hill. I know something about legislative drafting. It is not beyond the power of man to draw these distinctions on paper.
Well, and then you leave it up to the power of the airmen to be able to interpret what's going on. Because the Air Force is not going to be
able to... You're assuming that airmen are running around like looking at the ingredients in their food.
Well, Your Honor, that's a good point. When you look at these pine bars, it says hemp seeds on the ingredients. My understanding of the products in this case is they do not say anywhere FDA approved. I think what you have here is the
so
only...
You don't think that it's reasonable for someone to think, gosh, it's on the shelves, you know, at the Quickie Mart on base. It's okay for me to buy it and eat it.
Well, Your Honor, I think not when you get a PowerPoint email sent to your entire installation to say that these items are off limits. And just to clarify some facts that...
So it's not reasonable for someone to think, wow, it's on the shelves at the store on base. I can't buy it and ingest it. Or it's at the store at the Safeway or Harris Teeter. I mean, we're not talking about, like, backwoods, you know, shacks with, you know, you have to knock to get in.
Right, and I think what you have is, you know, when an email sent out saying these are a banned substance within
the
AMR.
The question is, why are they banned? I mean, never mind.
And so historically...
I understand your position.
And so one of the other things here is you have the potential, right? And the military judge found its potential that FDA regulations could fail. That we're relying
what do you mean by FDA regulations could fail? Someone won't comply with them?
Yes.
They don't wash the seeds?
Imagine a recall coming down for these hemp seeds and the follow-up...
Okay, well, and that again goes to convenience.
Well, I think it goes to...
It goes to the raising of the defense. If you eat the damn seeds and they've got the junk on them and you pop positive and your defense is, hell, I didn't know. And what you're saying is, well, but we're going to obviate that by telling them don't eat seeds and making it criminally enforceable.
Well, Your Honor, I think what it stops people from purposely eating something with hemp in it. And then testing positive. And that's what military readiness is. And when you read the memorandum by the ACMOA commander, if someone tests positive, they have to be pulled off the flight line. They're taken out of the...
Oh, yeah, flight. It's an inconvenience for the Air Force. Absolutely.
Well, that's the definition of military.
The problem is that the military judge found that the particular substances here could not cause him to pop positive, right? And you argued at trial that they could not cause him to pop positive. So our question is, under what rationale are those sorts of products included in this order, which has a criminal sanction?
Well, it's the question of, does the Air Force need to sit around and wait for a recall before it encapsulates strong pine bars? In other words, does there have to be a recall of saying some packages of the stuff slipped through that were unprocessed and unwashed? And this court has found no.
I mean, that's so speculative.
Well, in Padgett, this court said that there is no requirement in the law that a commander determine whether improper conduct has occurred before prohibiting it, and no requirement that a commander determine that a member of the command intends to commit an improper act before prohibiting it.
Well, I'll remember that the next time I go to Fort Myer and go to the yogurt aisle and pull out the Chobani at the commissary.
Well, Your Honor, my understanding is Chobani with hemp seeds has been pulled from Air Force installations and actually...
Well, this is an Army installation.
I feel so much safer now.
I know, Your Honor. But those products, the Chobani yogurt, it was a specific line that contained hemp seeds, and my understanding is they were...
Damned if I know.
They were pulled from installations in 2013, and it made news.
Okay.
And my understanding is that whatever the hemp seed products were in this case, they were no longer on the installation if you're going to consider the testimony.
Counsel, what troubled me about the government's position in this case is their premise is that the regulation has a valid purpose, i.e., so that you can't defeat the drug program. You can't make it look bad. Yet the trial counsel not only spent hours on the record with experts and graphs and exhibits and everything else to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that these products cannot have a positive result. So it seems to me that the premise fails. If they can't have a positive result, then the purpose for having the regulation fails. It can only work if you have a positive result.
Well, and I think those are two different considerations.
Well,
trial and then
I could understand the regulation saying, if the government can show beyond a reasonable doubt that the kind bar could produce a positive result, then the regulation would stand. But they say beyond a reasonable doubt it can't produce it. I mean, that was their position at the trial. And now you.
I mean, how can we protect against the fact that maybe Kraft macaroni and cheese will get adulterated with hemp? I mean, it could happen, right? I mean, the manufacturing process could get all confused.
Unwashed
hemp seed in your, I don't know, honey bunches of oats in your
Butterfingers.
I think the difference here is you have products that's historically and is part of a cannabis sativa plant. I think that you could talk about a hypothetical, well, what if somebody just says, you know, this type of Kool-Aid, for example, will require you to test positive on a test. We wouldn't be banning that because there's no historical tie. It's part of the same plant that THC comes from. This case,
what I'm saying is I don't know where it's manufactured or what else is manufactured in the same thing. You know how you get the little thing saying, be careful, this product was manufactured at a place that has nuts, right?
Well, even though
there's no nuts in the product?
Yeah. Or the bags 3-4 cents.
Right, exactly.
I think the difference here, ma'am, is, Your Honor, is that the military judge made finding the fact that things like hemp seed and hemp oils, if not processed correctly, can result in a positive. If he had made findings of fact that, you know, over the last three Halloweens, Butterfingers have resulted in a positive urinalysis, then there'd be some historical basis for banning Butterfingers. So I think it's distinguishable.
Let me ask something else. Can you ban Butterfingers because they undercut the weight program? Or Milky Ways?
Your Honor, I know. I would say that's too broad. Once again, I think it's tied here that we have a substance that's derived from a plant that you can't grow this stuff in the United States.
I grew up in rural Kansas. Something else grows up in rural Kansas. Wild. It's called cannabis. It grows in creek bottoms. I go out and walk in my creek bottom and through the stuff, which is higher than I am, and it brushes my clothes, and then we want you to go pee. Is that an innocent ingestion, or is that just stupidity?
Well, Your Honor, there's a couple of things there.
Never mind.
I understand what you're saying, but
yeah, never mind.
This is divorced from innocent ingestion. For example, I don't think the Air Force would be out of bounds to outlaw a masking agent. In other words,
outlaw what?
A masking agent. And let's say that a product was produced that you could smoke as much THC as you wanted to, but you could drink this substance and you would no longer test.
Oh, you mean the barracks thing about, hey, you know, drink this, whatever it is, and there's a million of them floating around.
That's
there.
Right, whatever pools on the
internet. Whatever's on the internet, and this will make you, this will clean you out.
Right, exactly. The Air Force would not be out of bounds to prohibit that masking agent. In other words, that is something designed to be a drug testing program. Here, it's not innocent ingestion. It's not somebody that eats something that they had no idea had hemp seeds in it. It's for someone that orders protein powder knowing it has hemp seed in it that comes from China. I'm just saying China because they're the world's largest producer of hemp seeds. And they eat it and they come in and test positive. Whether it's they're lying and they smoked marijuana.
I don't think our questions are designed to preclude the Air Force from prosecuting people for ordering things with hemp seeds in them from China or that they got at the Nature Food Store. All right, I think what we're concerned about is the breadth of application of this particular order to commercially available products that any one of us could go and buy at any grocery store in Virginia or Maryland or Washington, D.C. At least that's my concern.
Right? Right.
I'm not opining at all about these other concerns that you have, okay? My concern is limited to the breadth that you are ascribing to this particular order.
Right, Your Honor, and I think and that's why I keep harping on this framework idea, and it comes from this court's opinion more, where the court said, look at the conduct at issue when you're looking at the military purpose and the language of the order. And that's why I keep drawing back to the overall language of the order and the purpose behind it, because you start broadly and then you look at what's the facts in this circumstance is based on that context. And that's how AFCA came to the decision they did, is in other words, even a potential, in other words, does the Air Force have to sit around and wait for a recall from a company? Or can they act now and prohibit it?
The point is, the Air Force wants to have it both ways. The Air Force wants to be able to scotch the innocent objection defense. The Air Force, in this case, argued vehemently that his innocent objection defense was baloney because it couldn't produce... It couldn't make him positive. Now the Air Force is up. He was acquitted anyway of the use thing. Now the Air Force is up here arguing vehemently that the regulatory framework in this is not overbroad.
Right, Judge Cox and Judge Suki, let me answer that. At trial, it would be a very dangerous precedent to say that the government has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a military purpose exists. In other words, that this is an entirely different view and lens that we look at whether or not the order was lawful compared to what was done at trial. And I say that because, for example, in drugs, the services are given vast discretion in how they handle and regulate drugs.
Well, I'm not sure I said anything about the government's proving beyond a reasonable doubt that a purpose existed. I simply said that the government is trying to have it both ways because the government's in a box here.
Well, I think so, but I still think that it's lawful regardless of how you look at it that way. And one of it is the potential. And I said before, do commanders have to sit around and wait for a recall? Every order is prospective. It's for protection. It's for things going forward. Somebody's not given a no-contact order. They're given a no-contact order in the hopes that they don't have contact in the future. This order is issued so that there's not a recall, that unwashed hemp seeds don't come in the future. When you're talking about writing a regulation that talks about commercially available or FDA-approved, are airmen going to have to guess what they can and can't eat? It's one of the mandates of an order is it has to be simple and clear and specific. The only way to achieve that in here is a wholesale ban. This is especially a case where you're talking about stuff that could be in ales, granola bars, yogurt, talking about honey and oils. Those are all findings by the military judge. Another, the proliferation of this stuff requires that the only way this the valid purpose of this order can be met is a wholesale ban. And I see I'm out of time. If there are no further questions, may I briefly conclude?
Thank you.
Military judge erred in matter of law when he determined that AFI 90-507's hemp seed ingestion was not a lawful order. The United States requests this court affirm AFCA's decision. Thank you.
Thank you. Does the appellant have rebuttal?
Getting where my colleague left off, there was a lot of discussion about, well, the FDA regulations could fail, or what if have to do. And unfortunately, it is not cited within appellant's brief, but I'll provide a supplemental cite to this court. And it's United States versus Casilla. This court actually dealt with that with the question of the FDA. It was during an anthrax case. And in that decision, the court talked about the great amount of deference that would be applied to the FDA determining that something is safe for use. In that case, it was vaccination. But I believe the same logic applies here, that the FDA has said these are safe for consumption. The government also talked about the concern of airmen in interpreting this regulation to say, well, what can I eat or what can't I eat? And I believe that's exactly the situation we're in right now. If you look at the way the regulation's written, it doesn't have a mens rea requirement. It's strict liability, which means that an airman who goes into a restaurant and doesn't know that the chef is cooking with hemp seed oil, even though they're not going to test positive from it, is now guilty based on the way the government has drafted this prohibition. And that's not reasonable for our airmen because there is no expectation. We don't regulate everything that our airmen are allowed to consume, and there's no expectation that airmen take extraordinary measures to find out what's in their food product. Certainly going back to Judge Ryan's point, it's unreasonable for an airman or to expect an airman to think that if they can buy it at the shopette, that it's illegal. So it goes back to that reasonableness point. And then as far as what we look at in determining whether this order is valid, my colleague pointed to Moore and Womack, which discussed the need for a clear, specific, and narrowly drawn mandate. And in fact, in this court, or in this this court in Womack made a shift and began to adopt a contextual analysis. And that's important here because what you see in Womack is it's a safe sex order case, and the government is, or the order in that case did not seek to prohibit sex. It sought to require the accused in that case to practice safe sex. And I think that when you compare that to what we have here, you have a broad order, not an order that addresses what the government's really concerned about, which are these unregulated products in foreign markets. And then finally, I would just would remind that we're looking at this under an Article 62 standard. And what this court has said in United States v. Gore is that there should be a deference extended to the trial judge. And absent the trial judge either making clearly erroneous findings of fact or just misapplying the law, their ruling should not be disturbed. And although government may disagree with which the trial court looked at the facts in this case, that is not actually a misapplication of law. And based on that, the trial court's decision dismissing the charge, or the additional charge in the specification, should be upheld.
Our standard of review of this case is we can review it de novo, right, since it's ruling a law, orders unlawful, of regulation is unlawful.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay. I have one other little question. If he had been convicted of the use offense, he could also be convicted under his own confession of the regulation offense, couldn't he?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Does that happen?
Right, in this case.
Have you seen cases in appellate shop where you've got an airman convicted of both?
I have not, Your Honor, but frankly, I have never seen the government proceed to a general court martial on a trial for eating a kind and strong bar.
I was curious as to whether this type of case affects the defense that Mr. Sheldon probably used years ago, the old brownie defense. My aunt sent me some brownies or something. Is that still available?
I am familiar with that defense, Your Honor. But appellant has not seen this in another scenario. Absent any additional questions, that concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Court thanks counsel for both sides. Case is now submitted, and the court stands in recess until further order of the court.
All rise. The court stands in recess until further order of the court.